بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. تجدید اشعار اور حضرت مولانا محمد حکیم اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ نے ٹائٹل سوء طیبہ چلے جب نبی کے قدم. میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم, جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم. میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم, جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم. جس سے چپکے تھے کل سینہ انبیاء, میرے سینے کو حاصل ہے وہ ملتزم. جس سے چپکے تھے کل سینہ انبیاء, میرے سینہ کو حاصل ہے وہ ملتزم. معجزہ ہے کہ آلہ تے پیمانہ تھے, وسط دنیا میں ہے کعبہ محترم. معجزہ ہے کہ آلہ تے پیمانے تھے, وسط دنیا میں ہے کعبہ محترم. اور بنوایا گھر اپنا یوں مختصر, سہل ہو تاکہ سب کو طواف حرم. ورنہ مالک اگر گھر بناتا برا, خاک گش گرتے سب زائران حرم. ورنہ مالک اگر گھر بناتا برا, خاک گش گرتے سب زائران حرم. اپنے کعبہ کا فیرا کیا مختصر, صاحب بیت کی ہے یہ شان کرم. اپنے کعبہ کا فیرا کیا مختصر, صاحب بیت کی ہے یہ شان کرم. گو حرم کے پہاڑوں پہ سبزہ نہیں ہے, مگر دوستوں پاسبان حرم. گو حرم کے پہاڑوں پہ سبزہ نہیں ہے, مگر دوستوں پاسبان حرم. ورنہ حاجی درختوں میں بیٹھے ہوئے, کیمرے میں لیا کرتے باغ حرم. ورنہ حاجی درختوں میں بیٹھے ہوئے, کیمرے میں لیا کرتے باغ حرم. رب کعبہ سے بھی اور کعبہ سے بھی دور کر دیتے ہم کو جبال حرم. رب کعبہ سے بھی اور کعبہ سے بھی دور کر دیتے ہم کو جبال حرم. ان پہاڑوں پہ بھی حفظ توحید کا, رب کی جانب سے ہے انتظام حرم. ان پہاڑوں پہ بھی حفظ توحید کا, رب کی جانب سے ہے انتظام حرم. یہ بھی ہجرت کا ایک راز تکوین ہے, ورنہ روزہ بھی ہوتا جوار حرم.
یہ بھی ہجرت کا ایک راز تکوین ہے، ورنہ روزہ بھی ہوتا جوار حرم۔ قلب عاشق کے دو ٹکڑے ہوتے یہاں، درمیان حرم روزہ محترم۔ قلب عاشق کے دو ٹکڑے ہوتے یہاں، درمیان حرم روزہ محترم۔ جا کے طیبہ میں دے سبز گنبد پہ جا، اور مکے میں ہو جا فدائے حرم۔ جا کے طیبہ میں دے سبز گنبد پہ جا، اور مکے میں ہو جا فدائے حرم۔ بت وطن کے بھی ہجرت سے سب گر گئے، سوئے طیبہ چلے جب نبی کے قدم۔ بت وطن کے بھی ہجرت سے سب گر گئے، سوئے طیبہ چلے جب نبی کے قدم۔ آپ کے گھر میں اختر کی یہ حاضری، ایک نا اہل پر ہے خدا کا کرم۔ آپ کے گھر میں اختر کی یہ حاضری، ایک نا اہل پر ہے خدا کا کرم۔ جس سے چپکے تھے کل سینے انبیاء، میرے سینے کو حاصل ہے وہ ملتزم۔
الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين. This one of the very beautiful poems, bayans of our Shaykh حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمہم اللہ رحمۃ واسعہ، اینڈ wherein shows also that how much حضرت had the love of مدینہ شریف, the reality of deen, and how حضرت taught it from the bottom of his heart. That حضرت has left us many years ago now, but it is still very much alive, and Allah give us the tawfiq to open our hearts and imbibe this beautiful teachings, this beautiful message, and that it become part of our lives. Especially now, mashallah, people are going for Hajj. How many people are there already? How many people are in Medina Sharif reading Salatul Salam and the great beauty of Madinatul Munawwara? Mashallah, one of our friends sent a beautiful picture of the rain falling on the Rozai Mubarak. And it reminds like how all the durood are reaching Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah in His infinite mercy, in His infinite qudrat has made it that whoever reads durood anywhere, it is conveyed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And all the durood are reaching there all the time. Allah make us that our durood also reaches there. And our durood is presented to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And a good fortune to go towards Medina Sharif. Sue Taiba Chale Nabi Ke Qadam. Towards Medina Sharif, when Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam went towards Medina Sharif, made hijrat and went now to Medina Sharif, which Allah has chosen in Azal already since ever, that this will be Darul Hijrah. This will be the place of hijrat for my ummat, for my Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam's ummat, and the great blessings of Medina Sharif. And in fact, when the Jews came to know of it, perhaps about 300 years before the hijrat, that this is the place where the final Nabi will be making hijrat and going there. They went and they settled in Medina Sharif. And they bought all the khajur farms and they made all the preparations. When the final Nabi will come, we will give him the most wonderful reception. We will accept him wholeheartedly. But unfortunately, it was not written in their taqdeer. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came, they opposed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So the Medina Sharif is that place that in the heavens it was already chosen. And we have the good fortune of going to Medina Sharif. It is only this ummah that has, amongst many other very special qualities, that only this ummah, when they want to, they can go and visit their Nabi. And they know exactly where their Nabi is. The Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is up, Allah lifted him up, he's in the heavens. Nobody can reach there. And the Christians which believe wrongly that he was crucified, that is not the case at all. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, if you go for ziyarat to Palestine, they will show you his qabr is here. If you go to Jordan, they will show you his qabr is here. You go to some other place, they show you his qabr is here. Syria, they are not sure. But our Nabi, there is absolutely no doubt. And we can go just at a distance of about 7-10 meters, we can be so close to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we are standing at the Rauza-e Mubarak, just a few meters, and we are there where our Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. And our Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is alive in his qabr, 100%. And when we read salatu salam from anywhere in the world, it is conveyed to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. On a Jummah when we read, then it reaches directly. Our durood, not through a farishta, directly it reaches. And when we are reading at Rauza-e Mubarak, also directly it reaches to Nabi sallama. What an honor that we have, that we can be making salam to our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And when we read Durood Sharif at the Rauza-e Mubarak, it is directly, and according to some ulama of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam sees us also. That he even sees us when we are there. So how fortunate for those who are present and who go. First Hazrat starts with Kaaba Sharif. Meri qismat kahan ye tawaf haram. Ye tawaf haram. Where me? I'm not fit at all. My taqdeer, Allah wrote it for me. I'm here, I'm making tawaf of haram sharif. Where am I? If we know what we are, we're not fit to be even living, to breathe the air which Allah gives. We are not fit to walk or sit on this earth which Allah has made. We are the filthiest, dirtiest. We are born from a drop of napak, impure sperm. And we go through so much of impurity in the womb of the mother. We are fed through the umbilical cord. And we are fed with the monthly menses of the mother, which Allah converts and makes it for us, for our life. There it was dirt, but for us it is our life and it gives us our life. So we who are so filled with dirt, as we are sitting here, or as we are making tawaf or reading salat or salam also, our body is filled with napaki. There is urine in our body. We can't live without the blood that's flowing in our body. And blood is also napak. One little bit comes out of the body and just flows from its place. Just a little bit, your wuzu is broken. We are so napak it is. Our thoughts are filthy. How we hate ourselves for our thoughts. What thoughts come to us? And on auspicious occasions, what thoughts come to us? Our hearts are filthy. And we there making tawaf of not anywhere else in the world, right, the most beloved, the most honorable place. After the Rauza of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the resting place of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, the Kaaba Sharif. And as Hazrat says here, jis zameen par chale the Nabi ke qadam. And there when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam walked, he made tawaf. And all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, all the awliya, all the righteous and pious people, There are so many people who they have, perhaps they make hulu, they go over the limit, but they won't sit in the place where the Shaykh sat, that where we fit to sit here, that anything of his we are not fit for. That is just your Shaykh, but here the Nabi of Allah, where are we fit to, that our feet are tramping on that ground, where Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, that should be taken and put in a golden case. But we are walking on there, and it is 100% permissible, and we get the barakat of it. Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are buried there also. And all that barakat of Kaaba from Allah, from the heavens, from Allah's side, barakat, anwarat, rahmat, is just pouring down on Kaaba Sharif all the time. And whoever is there, they get a full share of it also. Of course, just provided that we open our hearts to take all of that. Otherwise, it is there, but it must not happen that we are mahroom, that we are deprived of all the barakat there, because of the filth of our hearts, and our hearts are dirty. That is why Buzurgan Esdeen say, before going for Hajj and Umrah, go and stay with your Shaykh, cleanse yourself up. There the rahmat is falling down, pouring down all the time. Great rahmat of Allah. But if we are covered in our sins, like a person, if he goes to the Niagara Falls, Victoria Falls are the big waterfalls, and that is also what a qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, how Allah has made it. From a great distance from there, the water that is falling down, the splashes, make a person completely wet, though you are standing at quite a distance. Usually at those places, they hire out raincoats, so that your clothes, though you wear the raincoat, your clothes don't get wet. Yeah, the rahmat of Allah, what is the water coming down at Niagara Falls, Victoria Waterfalls, or any other waterfalls, they are less rahmat. And there we don't have to cover ourselves, that we don't get covered with that rahmat. There we want to get covered with it. And for that reason, we don't have to wear a raincoat, and that raincoat of ours is of guna. Remove that raincoat of guna, and open the locked heart. And the hearts get opened by the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Allahumma aftah aqfal qulubina bi zikri. Oh Allah, open, not the lock, aqfal, the plural, the locks which are on our heart. And with what will it open? What are the keys? Bi zikri, with your zikr. Therefore, very important that a person makes the zikr also all the time. And especially when he's going toward this Mubarak lands of Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif, more he must engage in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, quoting from other ulama, and other ulama also say, a person's hajj will become and ziyarat will become very, very valuable if he reads 1,000 times, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar, the surah. The shortest surah of the Quran Sharif, and it doesn't take long, about 40 minutes or so. And while we are traveling in the plane, or by the bus, and now by train, whatever it is, we can manage it easily. And then see the great barakat that we will get. So if we open the locks of our heart, then Allah Ta'ala's rahmat will pour down into that heart. And the sign of it will be clear. A person will feel the joy and ecstasy of being present there. He will also appreciate that me, I'm the not even the last person on the surface of the earth to be here, but my Allah has brought me here. And He has brought me in His darbar, in His presence in Makkah Sharif, and right in the presence of my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And the effect of that will be a complete change in his life. And when the love of Islam will develop in his heart. He will be imbued and filled with the love of Deen, the desire for Akhirat, reality of Akhirat, and dunya will just fall from his heart. The dunya will have no value. Even the permissible jais dunya, the impermissible and the haram, is out of the question. It will just go out of a person, and he will be a complete changed person. But when we don't do that, and we are covered with still our raincoat of gunas, that rahmat is all around us, but we are not getting one drop of it. Some friends of ours said that in this Khabristan Marble Hall area, where they have the famous, don't know now, but previously, the oranges, the beautiful, wonderful oranges of that area. And they should take drives at night along those orchards on the road and leave the car windows open, and the breeze that comes blowing over those trees. And that wonderful, that breeze is so wonderful. What to say then of the tree itself and the fruit itself? And so, yeah, also, all that wonderful breeze is there all the time. So if we remove our raincoat of gunas, we will be filled with that. And then we will see the love of deen, and then you'll see a change in your life. But if we don't do that, and we are covered with the raincoats of guna, unfortunately, a person goes for Hajj Umrah without namaz in his life, without a beard in his life, woman without parda, and we come back the same also. No, in fact, perhaps worse also. Now, we have to be very careful. Buzurgani Deen have written that Hajj is a place where a person goes and offload all his gunas. But unfortunately, it must not be that we are of those unfortunate people that we go there and load ourselves with more guna. And we come back from there with even more guna. Where we had to go and load off, we went and load on double guna, more guna. So we have to remove that raincoat and develop that love of Allah. And that rahmat of Allah is 24 hours. It's pouring down there at Kaaba Sharif, at Rauza-e Mubarak, and where we just have to go and take of that. So this is where all, and in fact, not only right at the Kaaba, the Mataf, but as you enter the Haram, where all the Anbiya and the Barakat, Anwarat, the Rahmat, everything is safeguarded there. It is kept there. And your first step into the Haram, Bismillahi wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. You read and you enter with your right foot, already you get all that barakah. Just your heart has to be open. That is all. If you are driving past, how many people will drive past these orange orchards in this Khabristan Marble Hall area? Their windows are closed also. They don't even know that what is here. And they drive past the whole place and they didn't notice anything. When there was a some government meeting in the Kashmir area, and Hazrat Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri Rahmatullah Ali went, with him was Mufti Taqi Usmani. Then as they passed all the beautiful scenery, so he told, Ayyo Sheikh Ushab. Sheikh is an old man normally, but Mashayikh person has become like an old man with his knowledge, etc. And he's still a young person. He says, look at the Qudrat of Allah. What is the Qudrat of Allah here? And at these places where you see the Qudrat, and those places where the wonderful fragrance also, and the cool breeze is blowing, and that breeze which is scented from Allah Ta'ala, and for you just to breathe in. So when a person is there, he gets all this. But if we haven't prepared ourselves, what a deprivation for us. We enter the Haram, we stay there for a month, 6 weeks, our Hajj Umrah, everything. And when we come back, it looks like we came back, we went to China for shopping. Or we went to Dubai for shopping. When our bags are open, all the things of Dubai are in the bag. And all the things of China. When we're talking of the hotel, the reception in this hotel is like this. And that hotel, the restaurant there, how they serve the food, not one word. Or we're not even conscious. And we don't even speak of the rahmat that was there. And what are we going to distribute to the people when we come back? We're not talking of the, we didn't experience it, so how can we, what we experienced was all the shopping, the upmarket super shopping centers there. And what and what hasn't the enemy filled up in those places? They brought the whole world there. Allah reward Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Kandilvi Rahmatullah Ali said that the enemies have vowed that they will make Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif like Paris and London. And unfortunately, that's the direction we're going. And by 2030 vision, Allah only has mercy on us. What will those places be? So he said, you make an effort that we make Paris and London like Makkah and Medina. But we don't make effort even on ourselves or anywhere. We have to make the effort that we make Paris and London. All the other places, we make them like the Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif of the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the time of the Sahaba, the Khulafa, rahimahumullah, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. But they are making the effort, and we know now all the shopping places, entertainment places, places of vice and sin, places where now liquor is sold openly. It's the place where all the haram is taking place. All right, close proximity of the haramain. All this is happening already. So we should, if we go with the correct preparation, and one individual is enough to bring a change in the world. We, one individual, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, starting with a zero point. Nobody recognized him. Nobody knew who he was. He changed the whole of Makkah Sharif, whole of Medina, the whole Arab Peninsula, all the countries, Egypt, Libya, Morocco, Tunisia, Algeria, North African countries. Not one of them were Arab countries. Neither was Syria. Syria was the center of the Christian, the Coptic Christians in Egypt. And yeah, in Syria also, very strong, the stronghold of the Christians. Persia, you can't imagine, there was no question there of Islam there. But all one man, Allah Ta'ala, that worry, of course he was the Nabi of Allah. There is no Nabi again that can come or can, will come. He was one. But his teaching and his followers, those who imbibed that, not only his teachings, but his fikr and his concern also, they also brought what changes in the world. One Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, the whole world. One Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali, and many others, Imam Ghazali, a lot of other great, great people. So we have that, and each one, we can work on ourselves. We have to work on ourselves, then Allah will change the conditions outside. But we are too concerned to change other people, and no concern to change ourselves. Make the niyat to change ourselves, and not only what we call our islah and nisbat and ta'alluq, but that this must become widespread in the world, and then Allah will do it. And Allah will just as we are not fit to be there in on the mataf in Haram Sharif, but Allah takes us. The same way we are not fit to revive this deen, but we make the effort and do what we have to do, Allah will revive it. And that is first that we bring in our lives the deen of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And we don't beguile, and we don't our own selves, we are being against our own selves also, that we have got the other deen, a deen which is not of Nabi Ali Salam, and we just kept its name also Islam, and it has got nothing to do, in fact it's the opposite of the deen of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. As the Quran Sharif explains so beautifully about the Christians who came from to debate with Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam with regard to that the Christianity is the true religion. And they came from a place called Najran in Yemen. And this was the main seat of Christian learning and Christian piety. It was a town known in the world for the Christians, and the greatest priest, He also lived there. So great that the king, Christian kings of the world had made endowments for him of great, great pieces of land, estates and estates of land. He was their leader. They came to debate that Christianity is the true religion and that Islam is not the true religion. But we all know, a little child knows, they become so blind, as the Quran explains. When a person goes on the wrong road and Allah makes you blind, you become so blind that they became so blind that they believe in Isa alayhi salam as God. And they believe that he is the son of God. Now they have to first decide the son and the child, the son and God, both can't be the same, the father and the son. You can't be a father and a son at the same time. You either a father or you the son. But you the same father and you at the same time the same son. How can that be possible? And then they believe of Trinity, that you part of three. Is three one or is one three? Till today they can't solve this equation. According to them, three is one and one is three. Whereas the whole world knows three is three and one is one. And so all this they came. And then the sad part for us to learn, Allah has mentioned this in detail. All am I have written, the first 83 ayahs of Surah Ali Imran is devoted to this deputation of Najran that had come. And Allah is mentioned in the Quran Sharif for who? Not for the Christians. They're not going to read the Quran Sharif. Some of them might study and study it, not with the wrong intentions. But they're not going to read the Quran Sharif for Hidayat as the Kitab. They will read the Bible. Hey, who will read the Quran Sharif? We. So why is Allah mentioned about the Christians in our Quran Sharif? And we will read it. Those who make one khatam a day, every day they are reading it. Those who make one khatam a month, every month they are reading it. So why is Allah mentioned this? That we take a lesson. That we don't fall in the same trap. That we also say that we are ardent followers of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we believe and our religion is completely opposite of the religion of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. We have to be very careful on that. We keep its name also still Islam. Christianity, Christians, they say we are Christians. And they are ardent believers. And a great priest till today now, not only in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam 1400 years ago, but today also, there are those Christians who are devoted Christians, those nuns and those monks who are not getting married. They are waiting for Isa alayhi salam to come. And they go in their monasteries, and the mujahada and ibadat they do, we will feel ashamed. How much of ibadat they are doing. But all of that in vain. And all of that in the true love of Isa alayhi salam. But totally wrong. Where Isa alayhi salam will make himself totally bezar. On the day of Qiyamah, I got nothing to do with you people. I never ever said that you must worship me. He will renounce them. I got nothing to do with you people. And they, so we also, it must not happen. And at Hawdah Kawthar, there are many people who will come. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam will say to them, who they are thinking are my they are the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, suhkan, suhkan. And Nabi Ali Salatu, Nabi Ur Rahma, he will be saying, get away from here, get away from here. So are we also, we must see which deen are we following. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam clearly said that only one group is going to gain salvation of the 73 groups which this ummah will be divided into. When asked which is that group, ma ana alayhi wa ashabi, what I am on and my sahaba. Is our deen closer to that of the sahaba? Is that our cherished love in life or the modern ways that are there today? All the alien things. How sad that one of prominent alim now in this Ramzan in our country, Ramzan had iftari with all the other religious groups. And their wives were there and shaking hands with the wives.
And then see how, what they think. He says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught that you must have love for the creation of Allah. So is this love that you now break the laws of Allah? You have love but in conformity with the laws of Allah. Like somebody said about the Christians, their teaching is love thy neighbor but don't get caught there. So yeah, love your neighbor. That which love is meant, not that love that will be in which you will get caught and you will be caught out, that what kind of love were you making. So love the people is not that love that now you go and shake hands with the ghair mahram, with non-Muslims. And then worse than that, he said that as we have invited you here to the iftari, you invite us to your festivals of your religion and we will come to you also. So is that the ba'ana alayhi wa ashabi? Is that the religion? Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said clearly in that context of those ahadith, Iyakum wa muhdathatul umur. Be very careful and new things which come in religion. Our deen is to follow the old religion, the religion of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, and not this new things. Though we keep its name Islam still, but inside we feel something else. The common example we give, and it is also just an example, and many of us, we regard ourselves as very learned and intelligent, but we take the complete wrong meaning of when an example is given, it doesn't mean that thing is permissible and jais. That we give an example of something of TV. So that means we also inclining to TV now. That we getting soft on the TV issue and that. It's an example only. So the example of Coke, the reality of Coke is that for every reason, stay as far possible from it. Don't go anywhere near the Coke. But how many of us, Allahu Akbar, a mufti, he also says that Bayane Jawad, when they asked him about Coke, he said, he took the Coke and he drank. He said, this is, I'm making Bayane Jawad, I'm showing you it's permissible to have. And consequently, he lost his eyesight also. This is what the wrong things that we do. So this Coke is totally harmful, it's wrong in every way, whatever way, economically, deeny-wise, health-wise, whatever you can think, culture-wise, everything. But how many of us are really, the right word, addicted to it? We can't give it up. And learned people, we can't give up that Coke. And we find various excuses to try and prove it right. Which Mawlana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali said so beautifully, speaking to the ulama, that with your stupid arguments, no haram will become halal. Yes, you will lose your iman in the process. You trying to make the haram halal, you will lose your iman in the process. So anyway, if you have just an example, you put Coke on the table and somebody who is addicted now pours it out. But actually it wasn't Coke, you felt black vinegar. And now when the person drinks it, the first sip he takes. And he was expecting to get the taste of Coke. But what he gets, black vinegar. He spits it out. He becomes angry and upset. So if we put Islam in a modern bottle of Islam today, and then people want to sip it, and this modern Islam is never the solution. We try and make Islam palatable, acceptable to the people of the world, that we change the Islam to suit them, but that Islam will never suit them. They won't, it doesn't appeal to them. When the true Islam comes, that is what appeals to the people. Not a false Islam and a changed Islam. That is just like the Christians change their religion. Jews change their religion. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam clearly said, my ummah will do exactly the same. And unfortunately, and who will do it? The learned. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu warned the people of a alim who's a munafiq. The Sahaba asked, how can an alim be a munafiq? He says his tongue is of Islam. His heart is of against Islam. In his heart he's got no Islam. Islam is just on his tongue. So Allah save us from that. So anyway, this is a beautiful place of Haram Sharif. Jisse chipke the kal Sinai Ambiya. And when a person is at the Multazam, the place where the Ambiya alayhimus salatu wasalam put their breast, their chest for to it, and they were pleading their hands up there at Multazam and crying and making dua. Yesterday Isa alayhi salam was here, Musa alayhi salam was here, our Nabi alayhi salam, the Sahaba, and today me, where am I fit to be there? And that is such a place that Allah's rahmat comes pouring down, a place of du'as. And we are far away from here, from there, but we can also visualize ourselves. When we are reading our namaz, and when we come into Allahumma, when we come to Durood Sharif, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad, then just move over to Rawza-e Mubarak. If you want to be, put yourself in Riyadul Jannah, Rawdatul Jannah. If you want to be in front of the Rawza. If you want to be by the lakeside, wherever, and read your Durood Sharif. And then move over to Makkah Sharif. Go right to the Multazam. No matter what, no restriction. You are allowed there all the time. Just move over and make your dua to Allah Ta'ala. And then, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira, will be there. So there, and that is the place where all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam and all the barakat are mehfuz and contained there. Meri seene ko hasil hai wo multazam. And you will become pani pani ho jaoge. That what I'm here at Multazam, where the Anbiya alayhimus salam, those were the people whom Allah had chosen, and they were rightfully here. Me, I'm here. And even we can be there, and we can be there all the time, at least in our namazes. Instead of moving around in all other parts of the world, go to Rawza-e Mubarak, go to Makkah Sharif, and be present there. Mu'ajaza hai, ke alaate paimana the, ma alaate paimana na the. There is also a miracle that there were no all the calculations of technology and science and maths, etc., how to determine the direction of the Kaaba. There was nothing how to find out what is the direction. Today a plane flies, and it's even put on automatic, and exactly where it has to land, it will go and land there. The airport is right next to the sea. There are many places where the airports are right there, but the plane won't go and land in the sea. If it's one small fraction of a degree, if it is off, it will go and land somewhere, but it lands perfectly. So all that today was there, but at that time there was no all this calculation, but Allah put the Kaaba 100% center of the earth. Till today, geographically, they use two methods to calculate the center of the earth. Both methods bring up the same result. That Makkah Sharif, Kaaba Sharif is the very center of the earth. In fact, one American non-Muslim, at the COVID time, he pleaded with the people of Makkah Sharif that keep the tawabs going there. He says, if that place, the center of the earth, if that goes off, the whole world will go off. The ibadat of Makkah Sharif is absolutely necessary. Then we can understand the hadith that as long as there's one person saying Allah, Allah, the system of the world will carry on. We as Muslims and we as ulama, we got it wrong also. That the factories are giving us our roses. Or they don't eat from the factories, eat from the trees, the natural food. The farms are keeping us alive. Not that also. Not the business places. Not the parliaments. Not the universities. It's the name of Allah. For our daughters, they don't need the degrees of university to sustain themselves to get their rosy. What they need is Surah Waqia. What they need is connection with Allah Ta'ala. Guaranteed. So the Kaaba Sharif is the taste center of the earth. And from there, all the rahmat of Allah comes on Kaaba Sharif. From there, distributed to all the masajid in the world. And who go to the masajid, and from there they go back home, they are the ones who take that rahmat. For there the instruction, clear instruction is that فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. After you finish your namaz, now spread out on the earth. Don't waste your time and don't stick around the outside of the masjid and all our discussions and all that. That you are, what you had gained, you lose it there. Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, his wife, saw a dream that whenever he comes from the majlis of Hazrat Shaykh, he brings trays of wonderful food for her. And then he gives her. So he asked Hazrat for the ta'bir, the explanation. Hazrat said, it's clear. You come here and you collect all the spiritual food. You go home and that is what you are giving your family then. So when we come to the masajid where Allah's rahmat pours down, take it immediately back to our business. We all want barakat in our business. And our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, explained it so beautifully. The dua when we enter the masjid, Allahumma iftah li abwaab rahmati. Open the doors of your rahmat. And that is all obedience of Allah. Now in namaz will come, we will hands up. We will put our hands, we hand ourselves to Allah. And with like humble servants, we'll fold our arms, hands in front of Allah. That now I'm in front of you, I've been detained, I've been arrested, I've been handcuffed, and here I am in front of you. And I'm pleading to you now. Then you go into ruku, and then you go into sajda, and another sajda again. How won't Allah have mercy on you? So all that rahmat comes down. So we're collecting it here, and then when we leave the masjid, Allahumma iftah li abwaab fadli. Our Shaykh Rahmatullahi explained, we came to the masjid, we made Allah happy. Now when we are leaving the masjid, oh Allah, you open the doors of your rozi now, fadl, your rozi on us now. So the rozi is not in the shops. Come collect it here, it will be just appear that it's in our jobs and our shops and the factories and the farms and all that. But it is collected here, from here that barakat will come and that rozi will come. So everything Allah Ta'ala has put here in the masajid. So the Kaaba Sharif is where all Allah's rahmat comes down. From there distributed to all the masajid. From the masajid again to all the shops around, the houses around, wherever else. So frequent the masajid 5 times a day and take this rahmat of Allah and don't lose it outside the masjid. As somebody said, outside the masjid there is the PPC club, Pavement Panchayat Club. Don't join that club ever. That is Shaitan's club where he robs you. He knows you are loaded now when you are coming out of the masjid. And he can't see you with the rahmat of Allah. And then he robs you. You fall into some backbiting, this talk, that talk, weather, politics, sports. Then you start criticizing people. Before you know what, you are talking against deen also. You have fallen into ghibat, into backbiting, into tuhmat, slandering people, and you don't even realize. You go home, all say, oh, our boss came back, he went to shop, he's a pious man. But you lost whatever you went and gained, and you loaded yourself with guna. The wife says, oh, my husband, mashallah, he gets up for fajr. He went for fajr, but by the time we came back, we lost everything. And after Isha is the main time that we lose everything. Isha must be very early, oval time. Because Isha is very important for us. But now we go out and half an hour we spend outside the masjid. 1 hour we are sitting and talking, sitting in the cars. And we are discussing and talking. And all, whatever we gained, we lose it. When we go home, my wife also, my husband, mashallah, today 2 hours he was in the masjid. But what we lost out, everything, nothing we came with to give her. And nothing we brought for the children also. And when we do bring, when we come from Makkah Sharif, the toys that have got murats on them, faces. toys that have got music with them. And we also admiring those toys, that how cute that toy is. The walkie-talkie doll, the Barbie doll, all this haram things, we get entertained with those things. So Allah tabaraka ta'ala, so Kaaba Sharif is right in the middle of the earth. And when Allah created the earth, the whole universe, Allah, it was all water only. Then where Kaaba Sharif is, a bubble appeared there. And then from there, Allah made land from there. Then Allah made all the continents as we have them, Africa, Asia, America, Europe, Australia, all the continents. And then Allah spoke to the land that, will you come in my obedience, voluntarily or involuntarily? In any ways, you are going to come into my obedience. My law will only work on you, no other law. But are you going to come voluntarily or involuntarily? The very first piece of ground to speak was there where the bubble, where Kaaba is Sharif is. And he said, we come voluntarily. And till today, whoever makes the adab of Kaaba Sharif, all that comes in him also. That all, that love which Allah had for Kaaba Sharif, gets transferred to him also. When a person says this, takbir-e-tahreema, the starting of any namaz, the woman at home, man, nafal namaz, faraz namazes, anything. Just what your takbir-e-tahreema, and you are facing the Kaaba Sharif when you are making your namaz. Then Allah gives you the kingdom of the world. The whole world's riches, Allah gives that reward to you. So that is the Kaaba Sharif. So when a person faces the Kaaba and makes adab, when he goes to toilet, he doesn't face, or his back is not to the Kaaba. When he sleeps, his legs are not facing the Kaaba. At any other time, we don't stretch our legs to the Kaaba without reason. When a person is helpless, it's a different thing. But you have that adab in your heart. Then all the barakat of five anbiya are directed towards you. Adam alayhi salam was the first one to build the Kaaba Sharif. And after that, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. After that, Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Ismail alayhi salam. And finally, our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What great! So that is the center of the earth, Allah Ta'ala made it. Waste dunya mein hai Kaaba e Muhtaram, right in the center of the earth. And Allah has made the Muslims the controllers and rulers of that. And the rulers and controllers, it's not that we sit there like a snake thing or sitting on a box of treasures. That is not using the treasure itself and not allowing anyone else to use it. We are on that, and Allah has given us that all that barakat, all that hidayat, all that khair, that we benefit from it and we make the people of the world benefit. Hajis will come from the four corners of the world. And after Hajj, they will fly back to the four corners. What they have to take, right through from Jeddah, wherever they're going, and throughout the world, their journeys, the airports, whoever they meet, spreading hidayat all the time. Not that they go there and they, all illegal things, like for example, gold, it's legal. But when they come back for the customs, they make dua that the custom officer must become blind. What hidayat we went for? We went there to make dua that the people of the world must become blind. We must come with hidayat from there. When we go for Hajj, pack our bags of taqwa. فَمَنْ فَرَضَ فِيهِنَّ الْحَجِّ فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِّ. We get ourselves prepared from in the correct way. وَمَا تَفْعَلُ مِنْ خَيْرِ يَعْلَمُهُ اللَّهِ وَتَزَوَّدُ. And take all your baggage, take your luggage, take your patkos. وَخَيْرُ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. And the best of luggage you can take, the best of taqwa you can patkos you can take, taqwa. So fill your bags with taqwa full, and go with that taqwa. And when you come back from there, then come with that hidayah on the taqwa which you're investing there. And the great profits of hidayah you will make, come back with that from there. And on your way, spread it also. Not that you kept a beard there and you are shaving it off before you come again back home. Or not that there, a woman observed parda, and here we come, and that the parda is left also there. How many of us, the ihram becomes, the cloth of ihram becomes a burden for us, and we don't know where to dispose of it. It is a burden now for us. How many women, they put their niqab, now they just throw that niqab in the dustbin before they come. Is that the value of that Islamic teaching, that we throw it in the dustbin before we come? So bring that barakat that Allah has kept there. Or banwaya ghar apna yu mukhtasar. And Allah made his house very small. Very small. Today a small person, if he just gets some money or in his dreams, he's building his dream house on the beach front, on the top of the mountains, at different places he's building his beach, his dream house. Allah the biggest made his dream house a small Kaaba Sharif. And that, and also shows the great sifat of Allah. Allah says that, remember me, udhkurullah zikran kathira. But Allah says through hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, hadith Qudsi, remember me a little while after Fajr and after Maghrib. As the right of Allah is that Allah be remembered all the time. But Allah says, remember me a little while. So Allah Ta'ala made his 50 times namaz farad and then reduced it to 5, but still gives us the sawab of 50 namaz. So Allah made his house so small, so that for our consideration. Otherwise, if we, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, if Allah had built the Kaaba from Makkah Sharif till Jeddah, so one round we couldn't dream of making one round of tawaf. Yeah, Allah made it so small, easy for us. 7 rounds of tawaf. Though when we have to make it nowadays, we make it on the first floor. That also is like a cumbersome. It's not so easy. But when the crowds are not so big and you're just making around the Kaaba, in about 7 minutes you can make your 7 shots of your tawaf. When there isn't a crowd and you are right next to the Kaaba, very quick you make it. Allah has made it such. So Allah made it so easy. Sail hota ke sabko tawaf haram, that it becomes easy. How Allah has considered us and made all his ibadat. If Allah wanted to, Allah could make Ramzan roza the whole month, day and night you keep roza. Not a drop of water, nor by day, nor by night. But Allah made it so easy that there are so many people who for the sehri, just a cup of tea or just one khajur, or just one toast they have, and they survive the whole day. Iftari also they have light, and they survive. But if Allah wanted to, Allah could make it very hard. And Allah has made all his ibadat very easy for us. Varna malik agar ghar banata bara. If Allah made his house very big, kha ke rush girte sab zairin haram, all should have fall down and unconscious, they should not have managed that tawaf at all. May Allah give us all tawfiq of the barakat of those who are going and those who are staying. We all can be present there. Must not happen those who are there but their hearts are back home in the politics and sports, back home. And those who are here, we can be with our thoughts there and make dua for all the hajjis. Allah make it very easy and nothing goes wrong. Everything very easy, and Allah accept it, give the full benefits and fully accept it. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.